Jerry Bader Show, 1046. All right, due to my incompetence, Earl did not have handy a piece of audio that I needed. And our Kevin Benversi at Media Tracker is working on a piece on this. So apparently, the battle of a right to work is now being waged in Illinois. That must be why Scott Ross doesn't like Illinois. They're looking at that evil right to work just the way Wisconsin, of course, recently passed it, but very recently, and it really hasn't had any effect one way or the other. I think we'd all agree with that. So there is a website, righttoworkhurts.com. Well, that pretty much. You can't get much more blunt than that now, can you? Righttoworkhurts.com. The three words form a phrase that prompts acceptance from most people, but don't be fooled. Now, included in this is a very short piece from Frank Busalacci. Unless you really follow politics closely, you might go, who? Former Jim Doyle, transportation secretary, has also held that role in Milwaukee. Listen to what Frank Busalacci says.
Since these laws hit my state, job growth has slowed and wages are down.
Really? Since, like, how long has it been since we've had right to work in Wisconsin? It's not 2 years, is it? I don't believe so. It was the last session. But right to work, and I'll tell you right now, Foxconn is coming because of right to work. Okay. Actually, Earl, stop. That was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story. I'm taking control. Stand back. Step away from the mouse. The Wisconsin Court of Appeals upheld Wisconsin's right to work law Tuesday, dealing a second legal blow to unions 2 months after a similar federal lawsuit was thrown out. 2015 is when the law was approved. Well, timing is everything in life now, isn't it? So, very little has happened. It's passed in 2015, prohibits labor contracts that require all workers in certain job classifications, including those who don't want to belong to a union, to pay union fees. There hasn't been enough time for any impact, and Busalacci claims this has been just terrible for Wisconsin. He's got to be talking about Act 10. Because there's no way right to work has done any such thing one way or the other in Wisconsin at this point. And it's interesting that Busalacci turns up in that ad. But right to work hasn't harmed the economy or workers in Wisconsin. In fact, it was made clear we don't get Foxconn if Wisconsin isn't right to work. So it's just interesting that he showed up there. Now this. A coworker sent this. This is not a joke. This is not The Onion. Hobby Lobby is under attack again. They're being called racist. You know why? Earl, have you heard this one? For a cotton display. Oh, for real. Craft store Hobby Lobby is taking serious heat for a store display that one woman is calling racist. On Thursday, Facebook user Danielle Ryder posted a photo to Hobby Lobby's Facebook page of a vase with cotton flowers displayed in a Texas store. She captioned it. This decor is wrong on so many levels. There's nothing decorative about raw cotton, a commodity which was gained at the expense of African-American slaves. A little sensitivity goes a long way. Please remove this decor. The $29.99 stems, marked down to $15 on the company website, was shared more than 15,000 times and earned 169,000 comments, an overwhelming majority of which ridiculed Ryder for being too sensitive, and a few that defended her stance. It's crazy. Yeah, does she not wear cotton t-shirt, cotton jeans, cotton underwear? Let's not get into her underwear. Let's not discuss that. Let's not get into her jeans. Let's not get into anything she wears. But, yeah, I know how that came out. I'm blushing over here. Anyway, it's just silly. Then there's this. On Friday, Randy Lowry, president of Lipscomb University in Nashville, sent an apology letter to African-American students who recently visited, it was some type of social occasion, and President Lowry had some African-American students over to his home, Earl. He has a cotton stock decor. He wrote a letter of apology for it. Last night, we invited Lipscomb African-American students to our home for dinner to discuss their experiences at Lipscomb. Several students shared with me their concern about the material used for centerpieces, which contained stalks of cotton. The content of the centerpieces was offensive, and I could have handled the situation with more sensitivity. I sincerely apologize for the discomfort, anger, or disappointment we caused, and solicit your forgiveness. I have heard from a number of students who would like to spend more time together engaging in conversation. I am most pleased to do so either in small groups or individually. Earl says it's official. We can now say everything is offensive. And you know what we say here? When everything is offensive, nothing is. It's exactly right. I welcome the opportunity to continue this conversation. Good heavens. I think these types of things do diminish. When everything's racism, nothing is. Cotton is cotton. Slaves, as someone pointed out, were made to harvest tobacco, too. Should you be offended when someone lights up a cigar or cigarette? You're not diminishing the brutality and the savagery. It's not a trophy. Are cotton balls offensive? I mean, where does it stop, really? Where does it stop? And I am one who tries to be reasonable and understand that not everything is political correctness. There are some things in this world that are offensive. That's why I know it frustrates some of you, but that's why, yes, when the leader of the free world says things that I believe are beneath the leader of the free world status, I say so. And those of you, that frustrates some of you. But I'm going to be consistent. Some things are offensive. Not all things can be defended in the name of political correctness. Some things on their face are offensive. But this isn't. Cotton in and of itself isn't. Let me give you an example. What if as a display, as a coffee table display, you had a cotton gin, the invention of which was brutal to slaves, broke knuckles, fingers, and so on, and made them work harder and harder and harder because you could process more cotton. Okay, a cotton gin sitting on a coffee table, I think is different. Or any of the other implements used against slaves. But we didn't ban the use of cotton in America. And this, you know, when you talk about ceasing to honor those who are Confederate heroes or segregationists and so on. Even General Lee, I admit, a very complex character. I shouldn't say character, personality. Very complex personality. But places of honor are what have to be considered for certain people. You don't try to pretend they didn't happen. And you can't hide cotton and pretend slavery didn't happen. And for a president of a university to feel that they had to apologize because they had an arrangement that includes a centerpiece. Okay, so here's apparently what happened. The content of the centerpiece was offensive, and I could have handled the situation with more sensitivity. In other words, he didn't take them seriously at first. Come on, it's cotton. I sincerely apologize for the discomfort, anger, or disappointment we caused, and solicit your forgiveness. You would have thought, I'm trying to show restraint here. I really am. You would have thought there were shackles on the coffee table. It's cotton. Yes, I understand. King Cotton, and I understand other connotations. To physically see cotton or cotton plant and be disturbed? Earl, you're right. Everything now is officially offensive. But I guess this is just the formal recognition of it. It's been that way for some time. It just hurts the cause of it. Oh, forget it. Thank goodness I'm out of time. 10:59, Rush is next. Have a lovely, won't you?
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.